This is K-Motion's edit, routing a parallel drum layer from scratch in Ableton Live 12 to add warm, tape-style grit. This intermediate groove lesson assumes you already have a drum loop or drum rack playing in a live set. Follow along and I'll walk you through routing, processing, blending, printing, common pitfalls, and a quick practice exercise. Lesson overview: you're going to create a dedicated parallel drum channel that captures your drums post-processing, build a warm tape grit chain using only Ableton stock devices, blend it under the original drums, and print the result so it's CPU-friendly and consistent in a drum and bass mix. Treat the parallel channel as color and weight, not a replacement for your core transients. What you will build by the end, you'll have a parallel drum layer routed post-FX from your drum rack or break, a tape-style grit chain using EQ8, saturator, drum bus or glue, erosion, vinyl, redux, compressor or glue, and utility. A workflow for phase-safe blending and printing the processed layer for performance. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prep and routing. Create the parallel receive 1. Start with your drums playing on a track labeled drums or break. 2. Create a new audio track with controller CMD plus T and name it tape grit parallel. 3. On that tape grit track, set audio from to your drums track, and in the lower chooser select post FX. This routes a duplicate of the drum output into the tape grit track in real time. 4. Set the tape grit track monitor to in, or use auto and record enable if you plan to record immediately. This ensures you hear the parallel stream. 5. Pull the tape grit fader to negative infinity for now so you don't double your drums while you design the chain. B. Basic cleanup before saturation. 6. Insert EQ8 at the start of the tape grit track. High pass around 40 to 60 Hz with a steep slope to prevent low end buildup from saturation. If saturation brings muttonness, try a small dip between 200 and 400 Hz. Only cut extreme highs above 10 kHz if you plan to add heavy noise. C. The warm tape grit chain using stock devices. 7. Choose one of two approaches for harmonic shaping. Option 1. Drum bus first. Place drum bus after the EQ. Add drive around 2 to 4, distortion around 2 to 4, and a touch of boom or crunch to taste. Don't squash transients completely. You want fatness and grit. Option 2. Glue plus saturator. Compress gently with glue ratio 4:1. Fast attack 1/3 ms, medium release, then saturator with an analog clip or soft sine curve, drive around 3 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Dynamic tube can be added very lightly for character. 8. Add subtle texture devices, erosion in noise mode at around 5 to 12% to add microscopic tape hiss or roughness. Add vinyl with small warp and dust, around 10 to 25%, just enough to feel like tape without making it lo-fi. Optionally, use redux very subtly, around 12 to 16 bit and slight sample rate reduction to taste. 9. After distortion, shape dynamics. If you didn't use drum bus, use a compressor or glue to push the parallel signal harder. Think 6 to 12 dB of gain reduction for that heavy compressed feel. Use utility before the end to mono low frequencies below about 200 to 300 Hz and reduce width if the grit becomes too wide. D. Blend and phase check. 10. Bring the tape grit fader up slowly while listening in context. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB and increase until it adds weight and texture without changing the transient feel. 11. If transients thin or sound cancelled, insert utility and flip left or right phase to check. If cancellation persists, nudge the tape grit track's track delay by plus or minus 1 to 3 milliseconds to align timing. 12. Keep an HP at 40 to 60 Hz on the tape grit bus, and a low pass around 12 to 14 kHz only if needed. Tape warmth doesn't require lots of air. E. Optional. Multi-character rack. 13. If you want quick automation and varination, create an audio effect rack with two chains, one minimal character chain and one heavy saturation plus compression chain. Map a macro to blend them so you can automate between character and crunch. F. Printing the parallel grid. 14. To commit and save CPU. Method A. Real time. Create another audio track. Set audio from to tape grid right arrow post FX. Arm it and record a pass into arrangement that prints the processed parallel clip. Method B. Resampling. Solo drums and tape grit and record to a new track using resampling as the input. 15. After printing, disable or remove the live tape grit chain. Label and consolidate the printed clip. Freeze and flatten other heavy tracks if needed and save a version. Common mistakes to avoid: routing pre/post confusion, Make sure the lower audio from chooser says PostFX if you want the processed sound. Overdoing saturation. Too much drive or extreme redux will kill snap and transient clarity. The parallel channel should be character, not the main transient source. Ignoring low end. Failing to high pass the parallel track will create muddy low buildup. Phase cancellation. Effects can shift timing. If punch disappears, check phase flip or small track delays. Printing too hot. Avoid clipping when recording the parallel output. Trim or reduce fader before printing. Pro tips: drum bus dist plus transient is a quick, CPU cheap way to get tape-like clothiness without crushing transients. For subtle wow or flutter, use tiny pitch modulation via a very short delay with minimal feedback, or automate micro LFO modulation on utility width. For element-specific grit, subgroup kick slash snare slash hats and send each to its own tape grit instance with tailored settings. Save your tape grit chain as an audio effect rack preset with macros for drive, noise, and bit crush for quick reuse. When printing, leave 3 to 6 dB of headroom. If you want more grit later, duplicate and reprocess the printed audio rather than trying to recreate the exact chain. Mini practice exercise. 10 to 15 minutes 1. Load a 4 to 8 bar amen break or program DNB drum rock loop. 2. Create tape grit track from scratch. Audio from right arrow your drums right arrow post effects. 3. Build this minimum chain on the tape grit track. EQ 8 HP at 50 Hz. Saturator analog clip drive 4, erosion noise 8%, drum bus drive 2 disc 3, utility mono below 200 Hz. 4. Blend so the parallel track sits under the main drums and adds character without stealing punch. 5. Record the result to a new audio track and compare bypassed vs printed. Iterate for 10 to 15 minutes. Recap: you routed a parallel channel using audio from right arrow post effects, used stock devices to craft warm tape style texture, handled phase and low-end issues, and printed the result for efficient mixing and performance. The parallel approach preserves your drum transients while letting you add harmonic color and perceived loudness, perfect for drum and bass, where punch and grit need to coexist. Final reminders and workflow notes: treat the parallel grit as color, not the primary transient source. Use post-effects routing when you want the exact process drum output, and use sends if you want shared grit across subgroups. Mono your low-end, and check phase and mono compatibility on reference monitors. Always a slash B. Compare original drums versus drums plus printed grit. If the B version doesn't improve the feel, dial it back. Save a project version before printing so you can return to the live routing if needed. That's it. K-Motion's edit. Routing a parallel drum layer from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for warm tape style grit. Now go build, experiment with character and drive, and print your favorite results.